With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is presiding over a meeting of like-minded leaders.
What we're doing is very simple. Peace. It's called the Border Peace, and it's all about an easy word to say, but a hard word to produce. Peace. But we're going to produce it.
As the Board of Peace convenes, peace is proving elusive in Ukraine. Russia's war on its neighbor continues to rage, and there is speculation the U.S. could find itself in a conflict with Iran over that country's nuclear ambitions. The government is out with a couple of upbeat economic reports.
The first comes from the Labor Department, as the number of Americans filing for jobless aid last week was lower by 23,000 from the previous week, down to 206,000. That was significantly less than the 225,000 forecast by analysts at FactSet. Second, the Commerce Department reports the U.S. trade deficit was less in 2025 to just over $901 billion, down $3 billion year over year. George Williams, Washington.
Former South Korean President Yoon has been sentenced to life in prison for his arbitrary imposition of martial law.
Yoon defended his martial law decree as necessary to stop liberals, whom he described as anti-state forces, from obstructing his agenda with their legislative majority. The decree lasted about 6 hours before being lifted after lawmakers managed to break through a military blockade and voted unanimously to lift the measure.
Correspondent Luke Garrett says Yoon's attorneys are expected to appeal the verdict and the sentence. Britain's former Prince Andrew has been arrested in the UK. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested on suspicion of misconduct in public office has to do with his association with the late Jeffrey Epstein. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower. This is SRN News. A threat to Christians in Russia.
According to the annual persecution report from Global Christian Relief, ISIS has established cells inside of Russia and in occupied parts of Ukraine. GCR says, quote, ISIS-linked groups have carried out lethal attacks affecting Christian communities, religious leaders, and places of worship, revealing an expanding pattern of extremist violence. Muslim terrorists are targeting Russia over its support for the Assad regime during the Syrian civil war. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual march to Easter Sunday is underway. Different churches have found various ways of calculating the traditional 40 days of Lent, but the number itself is important. It connects to the biblical symbolism of the number 40, typically used for times of testing, judgment, purification, or renewal. Most directly, it alludes to the 40 days that Jesus fasted in the wilderness after his baptism and in preparation for his public ministry. This is SRN News. The grandson of the inventor of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is lashing out at Hershey.
70-year-old Brad Reese is accusing the candy company of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many products. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but said on Wednesday that it's trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. Reese, the grandson of H.B. Reese, who invented Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in 1928, said Hershey replaced milk chocolate with compound coatings and peanut butter with peanut cream in multiple Reese's products. High cocoa prices led some candy manufacturers to experiment with using less chocolate in recent years. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump visits Georgia today, a trip that the White House says will focus on the U.S. economy. The president's trip south comes ahead of the high-stake midterm elections. More details at SRNnews.com.